All right, guys, instant reaction podcast after Iowa State's convincing, I can't even say it, 70-65 win tonight over Kansas State here at Hilton Coliseum. I'm assuming that you all watched the same game that I did. Iowa State got out to a 20-point lead at one point in this one, had a 43-26 lead at the half. Cyclones were outscored 39-27 in the second half, where they played, you know, as good as Iowa State played for, I would say, probably 20 minutes in that basketball game, which might have been the best ball movement we've seen all year, the best offense they've played all year. With Matt Thomas going off for, I think, 6 threes in the first half, as good as they were during that stretch, they were equally as bad during the 10-minute stretch that Kansas State came back and eventually took the lead in this one. My initial reaction to this entire game is, well, thank God that they won it. Thank God that they won it. That's my reaction to this game. I also react and say, you know, unfortunately, this really shouldn't have surprised us that much. I had a talk with one of my friends in the media at halftime where we were kind of discussing the possibility of Kansas State making a run. And that's what happened. That's what we know about this team, that they're very inconsistent. The highs are very high. The lows are, we're starting to learn, awfully low when they're not playing bad. And they'll go in those stretches where they don't score much. The one thing that I do take away from it is, and I asked Naz about this after the game, and be sure to write a column. I'm going to try and get home to Des Moines safely and beat this snow before I start writing tonight. But I asked Naz this question in postgame. Is it more difficult for this Iowa State team to come back from being down 20 or to still win a game after you give up a 20-point lead? And I think if you've watched enough Iowa State basketball, if you understand Iowa State basketball, specifically in this arena, that should make sense to you, because it's like it's the old cliche of the snowball rolling down a hill when it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then bam, you got the base to your frosty, right? And that's what happens when you're on a run. However, when it's the opposite, this place, Iowa State fans are phenomenal, but they can only pick you up so often. You got to give them something to cheer about at one point, right? And we kind of got to that point tonight watching this game where it's just like, man, like they have no momentum. The fact that they were able to keep it together as bad as things got there with about 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, I guess, in the second half. I'm happy with it. I thank God that they won. Again, that is my takeaway from this game. And I think that most people listening probably feel that way as well. You're supposed to win in the Big 12 when you're at home. But still, it's really hard to win in the Big 12 all day long. I feared Iowa State would lose this game. I told Adam Gray, we had a Cyclone Fanatic meeting this morning, and I told him I was considering picking Kansas State to win the basketball game. That's how concerned I was, you know, about the matchup in general. If you take away the ebbs and flows and runs of this game, if you look at the box score afterwards, you'll notice Iowa State was very competitive on the glass. I haven't gone down and broken down possessions yet. However, Iowa State forced 12 turnovers, turned it over 14 times on their own, so that's not good. But however, they on the glass, they hung right with them, 37-33. Limited Kansas State to 30 points in the paint tonight. Merle Holden, I would say that was a solid encore for him tonight. 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 23 minutes of work. He was really good in the first half, not as good in the second half. The story, if you're looking at individual box scores tonight, was Matt Thomas and his career high, 25 points. I think where this game changed tonight was Thomas had just tied his career high at 23. There was 17 minutes to go in the first half. He ties his career high, and then he misses 3 free throws in a row. Misses 3 free throws in a row. I don't know if you go back to Matt Thomas's entire career if Matt Thomas has ever missed 3 free throws in a row. And it seemed to me the entire game changed at that point. Iowa State lost its momentum. And you shouldn't be surprised that Bruce Weber's team, what do you think? When you think of Kansas State basketball, what do you guys think of? I think of just gritty dudes. And that's what they did tonight. They, you know, they're going to kick themselves. And Iowa State got bailed out because they weren't any good from the free throw line. Kansas State was 8 of 14 from the free throw line in the second half alone. And that really allowed Iowa State to win this basketball game. They got lucky in that sense that when Iowa State wasn't making shots, for the most part, neither was Kansas State. Yes, there was an element that Iowa State should feel very fortunate to come out of here with a win tonight. No doubt about that. I'm still happy, though. Two in a row. Iowa State's third in the Big 12 at this point in the season, 5-3. And then they've got that weird SEC game coming up on Saturday at Vanderbilt. Just relief, fellas. Relief. That's what I feel like tonight. That's a quick, instant reaction from this wild, wild night in Hilton Coliseum. And we'll have lots of coverage coming your way. Check out CycloneFanatic.com all night. Of course, first thing tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And, hey, DeCoit Roy Swite, be well.